See, we even went to the federal level in history on one, and we got denied on getting anything.
On Sycamore?
And that was on Sycamore, but this particular structure that we did get approved, like 2 feet of being eligible to be on the inspection list. That's all it lacked for years, was 2 feet. It was 18 foot of opening, and it required to be 20 foot. That's the reason it was never on the inspection list, but it had other openings that would have been buried for years that they didn't look at or count, but...
Which one was that?
That's Round Mountain. But it was over a 200 foot structure, low water structure, and major stream, but that's the reason we were trying to get it done. Now, Coon Creek, what is the... People will call it a low water structure, but it had 20 foot of series of opening. Does that make it a bridge?
And that would be a good question for Spencer, or I can follow up with Chad, but I, because I've not been involved with that program recently to tell you the ins and outs.
And my only kind of bringing it up is we want to be clear on this before we get too far out on one of these projects and find out that we believe it one way and...
No, I've got the letter of approval for the one that's going in on Round Mountain.
Round Mountain is the one that I was...
That was the true issue, was that we were issuing letters saying, hey, these MoDOT was issuing letters saying, hey, we've assigned you a number, you know, you're good to go, and then we were going to the feds and saying, here, you know, business as usual, and they were going, no, not business as usual.
So I'm not going to go into that further? You think I need to check in on that one further?
No, if you've gotten final approval, I think you're fine now.
Future projects, and another one you've got, you're going to have to wait. It takes several years to get your BRO in line to do another one. So
the minimum I got to wait now is 3 years after this one, before I can even think about doing it.
And am I right that Mountain used up most of our soft match money anyway? Even though we traded some to get some? Okay.
So I just want to make sure. We still got a little bit more we got to trade.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't think we'll be in a position to do anything for a little while. So, I think you'll be lined out by then.
Well, my question, and you may have better answer this, but if Taney County can do small structures on their own that are on the inspection list, do they qualify for soft match?
I would think they would, but to be on the safe side, I would give our office, I would talk to Chad ahead of time and say, hey, we're planning on doing this, because it's just as easy, to me, it would be just as easy to talk to us ahead of time and say, this is what we're going to plan, and then know for sure that you're going to get your soft match.
You've got several on the list that's on the inspection that we could be doing that would help you narrow that gap instead of waiting 3 years.
And of course, we're going to give you the language that it's contingent upon you producing engineering plans, you know, all the things. You still have to click all the boxes to get the credit. But yeah, I would confirm that the structure itself is eligible.
I got two boxes that they keep every time. We need to see a set of plans on them. Well, they're engineered through Sterlock. Uh-huh. What can I do to get that cleared up? Can I get a weight? Get them to do a weight study on it? Or?
Yeah, that's how I've been advised in the past that the best way to do that is just, have the weight test on that.
Those are down there on CAFF, Cedar Hollow area, up there by Mike Ritten.
Okay, while we're talking about bridges, I have a question on one more. Because some of the fellows working on this bridge now had asked me, I was just on the old concrete bridge there crossing Swan. But I know what the weight limit is on it.
The old one down here?
Yeah.
That's
that belongs to the Corps of Engineers.
I don't know what the weight limit would be.
You went through that big argument, find out who's responsible. And it's not the cities, not the state, not the county. It is a Corps bridge. We need to find that out. I think that was somebody.
But it doesn't make it impossible to know.
You would have to get them down to see what the weight limit is. Corps of Engineers.
Is it let me ask you, with that bridge, so being a full bridge, is it inspected?
I have no idea what it is. I'm not saying I don't inspect it every year. I just don't know what to do.
Okay, I didn't know if, because your guys, it's just...
Ours is every 2 years.
All right.
On that topic, Beth had mentioned in a meeting the other day that they're wanting to do one at, on Table Rock off 86, new bridge, they're hoping to, in what, 2022?
It'll be in 2022. It's the Long Creek Bridge. It's a major bridge. It's about 1,200 feet long, a little bit over, I think. We will be doing a public meeting on February 26th from 5 to 7 at OTC. We've hired a consultant to put together a scope, so we'll have a few conceptual drawings. We'll have some numbers together as far as, you know, what we think different elements are going to cost. One of the things I threw out at the partners meeting the other day was, I believe we are looking at probably a 32-foot bridge deck, and really that doesn't technically meet the criteria for a pedestrian walkway, because for a true pedestrian walkway, you need to add a barrier wall and still meet your ADA, so you're talking like another, you know, you're taking up a considerable amount of space with just that. So. But it's $650,000 to add another 2 feet, I think, to be able to meet the criteria. So we will be presenting that to the public to see their opinion. Because right now, there's nothing that feeds into it for pedestrians. Right. We really aren't wanting to encourage people. If we did that, we'd have to put fencing and everything up too. So, I mean, we're going to discourage fishing, and there are no sidewalks down to, there's not even any bike lanes or anything down to that bridge currently, so.
I think that was the only one in Taney County, wasn't it, that you got coming up?
Yeah, the other two big ones were in Stone, yeah. Because they're pretty impactful. Like one of them crosses Table Rock there at Cape Fair, and then the other one's up by Boyne. So. But yeah, that's the big one, and that will be a huge impact to our budget. We were lucky enough that major bridges have a pot of money that we can go to statewide and ask for funds. It includes interstates and major bridges. And we got like $25 million from that pot of funds, but the total cost of the project is going to be close to probably $34 million with engineering and right-of-way and inspection.
Are they building a new one beside it, or are they ripping it?
That's what we'll be putting out to the public, is options. Because we know that any detours would be very impactful.
Yeah.
But the structure there is very deep, and so it's going to be very expensive to build a brand new bridge. So, but we're going to take a look and see what kind of input we get. So. But unfortunately, if you've driven over or looked at aero photos or anything, the deck is in really bad shape.
It is rough.
In really bad shape. And the truss pieces that actually go underneath, the stringers that go underneath to support the deck. Because the deck has been in such poor shape and let salt and stuff through, all the steel connections and stuff are in very poor shape too. So it's not just a matter of being able to come in and redeck it like we did at Kimberling City and Michelle Bob.
A lot more expensive. Okay, we've already on the expressway. Anything else we want to go over?
Regional, the TAC meeting was basically about priorities, and so I think that's fundamentally the Long Creek Bridge is really the big discussion, and it was held there also. Pedestrian.
The bill grant too, because it'll move I-49 off the front.
Yeah, so of course that's a good point. When bill grants were issued, we were in competition. First of all, I think long-time history, Missouri has not done very well in tiger grants or bill grants, and this time there was a change to that. Missouri did pretty well. But one of the long-time projects was I-49 in the Bella Vista corridor, and there was a short distance in there that wasn't complete and caused a bunch of other collateral pieces to fail along with it. So that got approved. Now, it was odd because that is an Arkansas project in Missouri, but there is one transportation district that crosses both, and so they've been funding this, and they've gotten into a lead position there, so that got approved. Well, that's going to not be ahead of these other projects now, and then there are some other rural projects that were actually in that area where the impact of other cars being diverted around that have caused some other problems with roads. That's all going to get taken care of. So I think that would bode well for us doing this again if we can get to the right-of-way stage of drawings and some right-of-way under control, and then the archaeological stuff that we have to do.
We had a meeting earlier on the right-of-way stuff already, and so we get a plan on it.
So at any rate,
The big emphasis when we set out on the webinars for the Bell Grants, their big emphasis was minimizing risk. We're going to pick the projects that have the least amount of risk of failure, of not getting the money spent in the timely fashion that we want to spend. It wasn't that they thought the project wouldn't move forward, it's just that we need to move quickly. And finally, environmental concerns are the two things that slow projects down. So
at any rate, I have, if anybody's interested, we have a regional comprehensive look at bridges on what their conditions are and all of that kind of stuff. I don't know that any of those are particularly of interest. There are a couple of others, and Hollister has a distinction of having the old railroad overpass bridge and the Turkey Creek bridge on Business 65 that are also in poor condition, but there's some looks being done at that stuff. So, and then pedestrian, in our area, the highest ranking pedestrian one would be the College of the Ozarks sidewalk, and so that is in the system that way, and I've spoken most recently again to the college, and they're on board with doing that. So I think that's it. Devin and I and some others met with the college last week about vacating a small piece of street road, and so they're going to partner with that. So there's some other things going on there, but all pretty
good. Their attorney contacted me, and they had no idea what they were actually vacating, and then we got it worked out better than it was at our meeting on one side.
Yeah, so I think that's all positive. And again, I think everything's moving forward. Money without Proposition D is going to be tight, and I don't think there's anything else that we're going to be able to do about that, but it is going to change some of the paradigm. I also, too, those of you that will be transiting back and forth to Jeff City as a part of the legislative session, governor's budget and the governor's state of the state, he prioritizes infrastructure. I'm not exactly sure what that means, but I think we're in a pretty good position being rural, and I think we need to capitalize on that and do what we can. But so far, I mean, as far as our regional prioritization, the expressway is done all right, it's in the top 20, and how that happened, I have no idea, because the score is crap. We get this stuff fixed, score will start going up. So, and then the sidewalk. So in both pit and surface, we fare pretty well. The only other thing that we can't, that we're not going to be able to compete with is the interstate. Along with all of these bridges that were built in the late 50s, at the same time, the interstate also has that same age, and so all of those bridges are in the same shape that the lead bridges are in. So there's a lot of infrastructure that's coming up to need attention, and we'll just have to work our way through that. All of it's going to take money, and without some type of a plan to move forward on funding, that's going to be difficult. So. I think that dialogue needs to continue to